Jim.
Hello, Jim Wadlin, representing five fishing boats from Walton, Maine and New Bedford, Massachusetts. Feels good to sit here on this side, believe me, because now I can say what I really think. I'm, as Maggie said, disheartened listening to this. I mean, this is not untethered, wide-open fisheries as some people are describing it. The times that it's going to be open are not spawning times, right? At least the areas on Georgia's bank. Gear restrictions are in place. I think the tack on eastern Georgia is going to be 200 tons of cod. So if it's caught in that area or if it's caught outside the area, what difference does it make? It's, you know, let's try to get a little more haddock out of it. Secondly, if we go this EF, experimental fisheries permit way, it just won't work. You're telling people they got to make a business plan based on a lottery, right? Because you're going to want observer coverage based on when you get observers. Sometimes we get observers 8 trips in a row. Sometimes we don't get them for 8 trips. So if there is fish in there, which I'll get to that in a second, then you've got to be able to let the marketplace know that they're going to have this fish for some period of time. Otherwise, we're going to get nothing for them, and they won't be able to develop a market. We've seen that time and time again. Area 1, I can tell you, has had experiments done in it. Towing. It's towed extensively with scallop permits now, the area that we're talking about opening for dragon. The experiments I know were done by Philly Rule. The late Philly Rule did a lot of experimentation in there to perfect his rule trawl, and our company did, I think, 100 days in the two closed areas, closed area 2 and closed area 1, with the separator trawl. And it was submitted. I don't know what happened to it, those experiments, but They were clean. The other issue is, at the time we happened to do that experiment, there wasn't any fish there. And so you've got to be careful if you set up a lottery and the guy gets access, his eight trips that he has, the observers, he went in there and tried it, there was no fish. Well, then a month later, the fish show up and this poor guy's not going to get in there. How's that fair and equitable? You know, it's not going to work. Some guy's going to win, some guy's going to get nothing. There's no guarantee there's fish in there on any given day or any given month or any given time. They have tails and they swim. When we went into the experiment, in fact, we lost money doing it because at the time we were getting paid a little bit and we took it very cheap because we anticipated there'd be a lot of fish, right? So we could augment the cost of doing an experiment by anticipating large catches of haddock. There was nothing there. I mean, it was just unbelievable. We couldn't believe it ourselves that there was no fish in there at that particular time. So if you're going to use this to mitigate and you go the experimental fisheries permit, then it will not mitigate anything. And it will not increase the catch on haddock the way we need to increase the catch on haddock. Again, we left $450 million worth of fish out there that could have been caught. And if you're going to continue to do that, then you're going to have a disaster. You do have a disaster. If you'd have landed that, you might be looking at a different situation. So I think that's a big mistake. I think you've got enough parameters around there, or if there's a particular issue that you need to do, you can do it in the framework that you're trying to, when people make their exemption request from the sector level. Again, we're under hard tax. These areas have been towed. Scallopers are in the Area 1 now. Dragon has occurred in it. And experiments have been done. And we know we're not catching the tack. And everything else is under a hard tack. So I think it's time to move this along and not try to put more restrictions on it that won't work. Thank you.